Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are doing a ranking of the mooks.
We're getting them.
As the wiki calls them, apparently, the foot soldiers.
Yeah.
Which is weird to me because growing up with Ninja Turtles, foot soldiers are like a thing.
Well, I know that like the term foot soldier is a thing.
They're Shredder's baddies.
No, they're not. That's a pun on the phrase foot soldiers.
Sometimes they're troubled teens. Other times they are robots.
Sometimes they're Krangs. Were they Krang robots?
I don't think those were foot soldiers. I think those were just Krangs.
Well, okay.
I need to watch that first Nickelodeon run. It did a lot of weird stuff, but it was very good.
It was really good. It looked great. Anyway, we're ranking mooks. I want to do a special shout out to Daoud for emailing us a list.
Yeah,
that was... I asked if anyone had one. So I didn't have to go looking for something, and Daoud sent it to us, and so that's how we were able to do this.
It was very convenient, as opposed to how we normally do it, which is just panic for about 40-minute panic search.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time we've done it not local, because, like, the last three, we did Megazord, Suits, and Morphers, right? Did we do any others? I think those are the only three we did, right?
I think that's all we did.
All those times were spent with both of us in my apartment for about 40 to 50 minutes looking at every single one of them in a row through Google searches sometimes, which is, you know, a little touch and go, and then writing them down before finally recording it. This time we're coming in having already done it, so we can kind of just jump in. Josh, you want to explain how we do these?
Yeah. So we each made a list independently of each other.
Uh-huh.
There's 28 mooks on each of our lists, and they're scored in a reverse scoring system where number one gets 28 points and number 28 gets 1 point. And then after we compare and contrast our lists, we'll add their totals together and come up with one definitive ranking for mooks.
Yep. Definitive.
Definitive.
This is gospel.
Yeah. This
will be the correct order of how good the mooks are.
It's canon.
Yeah.
So.
Also, we haven't seen over half of these.
Yeah. I feel like our lists are going to be funny because, like, the first 10 seasons worth is like, we know what their personalities are. And then the rest of them are just like, do these look cool or not?
Yeah. Literally after I tried, even the ones that we knew, like, I tried, like, divorcing what I know about them to just be like, look at how good do they look. That didn't work every time. I think like at least my top three are because I love them.
No, I have one in the top three that I do not know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Let's start at way down at the very bottom, with number 28. And the way it works is we're just going to keep listing them. As soon as we have both mentioned one, then we are going to talk about what they look like.
Yeah.
That just kind of keeps it flowing. So first up, my number 28 is the Pteranodrones.
Oh, see, my number 28 is the Vivix.
Okay. My number 27 is the Vivix. They're dumb, right? They're pretty awful.
They're real dumb. My number 27 is the Oozmen.
The Ooze. Oh, well, you're going to have to wait a minute to talk about the Oozmen.
Yeah, the Vivix are stupid. I have their picture pulled up here.
Yeah, they just kind of suck.
They've got these weird, like, brass-looking heads with this green dryer vent hair that comes out of them.
It's like seaweed? Is it like seaweed?
Maybe. I don't know. But their bodies are white bandana print.
It's paisley. It's like it's straight up paisley. Like, I don't get it. I don't like it. I think they look like Dookie.
They're dum-dums.
My number 26 is lava lizards.
Okay. It's going to be a minute before we talk about lava lizards.
Okay.
My number 26 is Chromites.
Okay. Yeah, again, it's gonna be a minute before we talk about not very, very long, but a little bit. My number 25 is the Moogers.
Moogers?
The Moogers.
25? I have the Rinchy at number 25.
Well, that is a damn shame. My number 24 is the Loogies.
It's going to be a minute before we talk about Loogies.
Really?
My number 24 is the Hidiacs.
Okay, it's going to be a while before we talk about them, too.
This is what happens when we don't do it in the same room.
Yeah, we can't, like, confer with each other and go, what?
Yeah, and, like, your reaction to a picture doesn't color my opinion of it at all this time.
Right,
and vice versa.
Okay, so then number 23. My number 23 is the Triptoids.
Okay. Where did I put those suckers? Wow, our lists are like opposite.
Oh no.
My number 23 was the Tyranno Drones.
Okay, good. We can talk about these ugly sons of b****s now. They look... I had to, first of all, the picture that is on Power Rangers Wiki is blurry.
It's very blurry, but you can kind of get a vague look at them. And I don't know what's going on here.
It's so much. There's just so much happening.
I'm going to see if I can find a different picture on Google.
I just straight up Google image searched them so I could actually see what they look like. And it's still ugly. They're just blurry now. They're just less blurry. They're like ninjas, but they're wrapped in like if barbed wire was made out of dinosaurs.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with these. This is one, when I first was doing it, it like ended up being toward the middle, and then I reevaluated why I did that, and it dropped them down to here.
Yeah, they're dead last for me, because they're ugly, they're really busy, it's kind of muddled, like everything's just kind of muddled, and also, they don't have hands.
What are these?
They're dinosaur tails. hands?
For arms? Like, their whole arm is just a tail? Why?
I guess. Well, okay, maybe some of them have one hand and one dinosaur tail. But they look like tails and not claws or anything, which is
not
where tails go.
I mean, I guess in this picture I'm looking at, they kind of look like a sawfish nose.
I mean, generously, maybe they look like that. But they look like a dinosaur butt coming out of their hands.
It's like they took every dinosaur head that has been discovered and just averaged it out and plopped it on this thing.
Yeah. You can still see their human eyes, which I do kind of like, because I feel like we don't really ever get the Mooks being anywhere near human, but it's that one thing I like is ruined by the rest of them.
Yeah.
It looks like their pants are just muddy.
They're icky.
Yeah. So that's why I have them at the dead last. Number 22.
Yeah.
Next, I have the Cudabots.
Oh, hey, me too.
Hey, look at that. A definitive one. Cudabots are weird, because as I looked at them, I thought, do I like these? And then I decided, maybe. And that's just kind of where I ended. I was like, well, I guess you're about 22 then.
Yeah, my problem with the Cudabots is that the image doesn't load when you click on it. Here it is.
I'm just in Google Images. I've given up on trying to trust the Power Ranger Wiki.
They're very busy to look at. There's
a problem.
The black and blue is like kind of harsh, and it's like their chest shield is blue with like a black grid lines, and then their under spandex is like inverted, and it just like kind of assaults my eyes. And then they have like the on their shield, there's like the bottom half of it is that grid pattern, and then the top half is like this really like designed, I don't even know what to call that.
It's kind of like a Chinese stone lion, like the lion dog statues. It's a little bit like that,
like the top half of a face of one of those.
Yeah, I like the look. I just feel like there's so much going on, and then also I don't I don't think the hats work. Like, you already have a mask on, and yeah. I feel like by putting a hat on, you're just like, you're just weighing the whole design down a lot.
Yeah, the Raiden hat, not doing it for me. And the weird mouth just freaks me right out.
Didn't even notice the mouth until now, and yeah, that's bad. That's
there's no
bad.
There's no eyes and just a weird mouth.
Just a weird, here's some tooths. Here's a couple of my tooths.
Look at my teethies.
I do like the color palette. Like, I like the blue and black.
Yeah, it's a really good blue. It's
it's a little like hard to look at, especially because there are two different kinds of blue on black and then black on blue. So
yeah,
yeah. So that's why they ended up at number 22. Next, I got the Crybots.
21, I've got X-Borgs.
The X-Borgs I feel very weird about. They might be in the wrong place on my list. Number 20, I got the Nutties.
Nutties?
Got the Putrids down here at number 20.
Where did I put those suckers? Oh, okay, yeah, they're not too far off. I have the Grinders at number 20.
Okay. Number 19, I got the Baddies. The Batwings. I don't actually remember their real name, even though I looked at it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's
the Lightspeed Demons. I think it's Demons.
Batling. Yeah, it's Batlings.
Batlings.
What number is this?
19.
19? Okay. My number 19 is the Crybots.
All right, let's talk about them. Let me Google them so I can remember what they look like. Okay, yeah, they're not bad. I don't think they're bad. I think around here is where I get to, like, because I had them at number 21. Everything kind of above that is, like, yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, like, this one was weird because looking at like the small thumbnails, I was like, oh, I'm gonna like those because they look like Red X from Teen Titans.
Right.
But then you click on it and they don't actually.
No, they look kind of like those weird little statue boys from Totoro.
I think why I got them so low, I don't mind their masks, even though they are a little weird. I think they're weird in the right way.
Yeah.
The big thing for me is the personality I applied to them based on the way all of them are standing hunched over with their arms dangling
hands
between their
heads
legs.
Like monkeys? Yeah.
I'm not into that.
Yeah, they look like kind of punkers. I don't know what they're going to end up doing.
Yeah, they're like Team Skull.
Yeah, a little bit. The reason I have them down here is because they are like the first one of the things that I haven't seen where I'm like, that's the right amount of designed.
Yeah.
They are designed appropriately enough. Like, there's not like too much or too little, because there's like, the reason I don't like the Lugies is because there's just nothing. They're just kind of nothing. They're like naked little boys. Like, that's it. Nothing. So anyway, that's Crybots. What number was that? That was 19?
Yes, 19.
Okay, so number 18, I got the Chromites, so we can talk about them finally.
Okay, and I have the Moogers, so we can talk about them too.
All right, let's start with the Chromites. They're stupid.
They're dumb. They're dummies.
But yeah, they're stupid, but here's the thing I like about them. They're little taggers. They're dumb little hoodlums. I kind of like their little gas mask thing they got going on.
My problem with them is a little bit the gas mask. It's mostly the weird fuchsia accents that they all have.
Oh, see, I can't even. I can.
It doesn't.
Oh, yeah, there they are. I could barely tell that in any of the pictures I saw.
It clashes with most of the colors.
It does. It's like they're like, well, we want them to all be different, which I appreciate that they're all a bunch of different colors. But then they're like, we got to give them one unifying color to like wrap it all together. And instead of going with white or black or gray, colors that you can put next to literally anything, they went with this ugly purple.
Yeah.
I still like them. They're called Wumpers in Car Ranger. I forgot that they came back because they were in like the third or fourth episode, the paint episode, where one of them was the monster that week. And then later on, apparently they were General Havoc's, Mooks.
Didn't they?
And
in the paint episode, didn't they all like come together and make one big one?
No, that's the Craigerites, which we did not put on the list because that was in space. Those are the mooks from In Space, and they used them in one episode in Space because they were the Mega Ranger mooks, but they didn't like the way they look, which is good because they look kind of stupid. They would not have fared very well.
I did start with them on my list, and they didn't do too good.
Yeah, I just didn't even put them on. So now, what was the one you had? The Moogers.
Good old Moogies.
I got these idiots way where down low.
They? Okay. Oh, yeah. They're way over here. Yeah. I don't know why I put them up here.
mine are number 25. They look like there's just too much going on. And I don't like, they look the, I think the problem, and this is one of the, like, the criteria I ranked them on was like, do they look like mooks or do they look like they could each be a monster?
Yeah, these definitely.
And these ones look like a monster.
Definitely more on the monster side. I don't know what's going on with their heads. Is their whole head a mouth or is their eyes on there?
I think their whole head is a mouth, but maybe also their eyes are right up at the top underneath their little hats. Because some of them look like they have also tiny Raiden hats. I don't know what those hats are actually called.
Oh, I don't know either.
They
do have cool, like, flame-looking swords, so maybe that's why I put them up where I did.
Yeah, but if you look at each, like, just one of them, if you take one of them out individually and just look at it, like, that's a monster
of
the
week. Yeah, no, absolutely. They're very, they're very detailed for a mook.
Yeah, and, like, that's why I'm not a huge fan of them, so I put them down pretty low. Next is number 17. I got the Swabbies at number 17.
Oh, no, Jake. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
what do you mean, uh-oh?
I have the Swabbies just like a little bit higher than that.
Okay.
Number 17. I have Putrids at number 17.
All right, so let's talk about the Nutties. This is one that I really wanted to put higher because I feel bad for Wild Force. Ranking so low in our by the numbers, so I wanted to give them a little boost. And then I looked at the Nutties and I went, "Nope, they do suck."
Like they got like Shark Boy heads.
They got like Shark Boy, the professional wrestler heads, but they're also just like they just look like they're just wearing like outfits and like they look like drippy, but not in like a cool way.
They don't look drippy as much as they just have wavy lines on their clothes.
Yeah, there's just a weird thing. And if you find like a close up on their masks, I don't mind the masks, but I just feel like their masks should be on a cooler outfit.
Yeah,
like I don't know what it is. They just look like nothing. Also, they didn't do anything. They never showed up. They showed up like 5 times over the whole season. Like
that's true. So, they didn't amount to much.
Yeah. So number 16, I got the Tengu Warriors.
Okay. I'm surprised I have the Tengus higher than you.
This is kind of my benchmark for like what looks cool, and I think I messed up and I put them way too low.
My number 16 is the Batlings.
Okay. Did I already say the baddies? I already did say the baddies. All right, let's talk about the baddies.
Yeah. And I feel like that's one that maybe I could have put a little bit lower.
Yeah, I
but
like
them. But also, they're definitely better than Moogers.
They're definitely better than Moogers. For me, definitively, they're 5 places better. They're 6 places better than Moogers for me. They're just kind of boring.
They're a little plain.
They're just a little boring. And their big eyes, I think, are... Like they work, but also don't work in a weird way.
Yeah, I like their masks. I think their heads look pretty good. It's just I don't know about the design, the tail design coming over the chest and stomach.
Yeah, you know how your tail, you know, most animals have tails coming from their shoulder down onto the front of them. Wait a minute, that's not how tails work. At least it's closer than on the hands, Tyrannodrones.
Yeah, it could have been like I don't know. Wrapped around a leg or something. I do like the little wingies.
The little wingies are very good.
So that saved them. That got them some points.
I really feel like I screwed up on having the Tengus this low. Because I just looked at them again, and I was like, no, wait, they do look very dope. I think maybe it's because every time I think of Tengas, I just think about the song that just keeps negging them, like, over and over again.
They got a funny face and a stupid beak. Man, the Tengas are dumb. They're dumb. Man, big they idiots.
So number 15, I got the X-Borgs.
15. I have Tronix.
Okay. Did I?
You have not said Tronix yet.
I have not said Tronix yet. Okay. So you said the X-Borgs though, right?
I have said X-Borgs, yeah. I had them okay. I had them pretty low. I had them at number 21.
Because they, I mean, I agree, they look stupid. Like, they're dumb and ugly. But they got these big square heads that I just think are very fun.
My problem with them is that they are very busy with all these dots and dashes around their whole bodies.
Yeah.
And that, yeah. It, I don't know, it really takes me out of the tin can heads.
That's fair. One of my favorite things is that they're all different heights. Like there's a picture on Google Image Search. It's like the fifth picture, where they're just like standing there, and like they're all different heights, and that's just weird because you think, oh, the Mooks are all gonna be pretty uniform, but then these ones are all just different heights, and they got big square heads, so you can like level off where the top of their head is.
And they got these pretty weird like Joker barrel guns.
Yeah, they're very long. They might also be clubs.
They also are clubs because there's a picture of a single one of them that's holding it like he's going to beat you up and take your lunch.
He's going to beat ass with that club.
There's a picture of three of them that's like an army promotional image.
Yeah. That one's weird. Did they look like they have like windows on? Are those dashes supposed to be windows? Are they made out of building?
I don't know if they're like windows or ventilation or what. I don't know. There's a lot of them all over their whole bodies though, and I did not like it.
Well, we're just different, that's all. My number 14, I got the Tronix.
Okay, got Tronix at 14. I got Stingwingers at 14.
All right, we're gonna have to wait a minute for the Stingwingers, but the Tronix, they are perfectly fine.
Tronix are a great average Mook.
Yeah, they are completely 100% Power Ranger Mooks, and I appreciate that about them.
Yeah,
they got like their little chest thing isn't too much. Their faces I like. The rest of their outfit has like enough going on that it's not just some guys wearing spandex, but like it's not so much going on that they look like they could be a whole ass monster, like the Moogers.
Right.
So, yeah, I like the Tronix.
Yeah.
They look perfectly fine.
Nothing.
So they are the dead
great,
center of my
nothing
list.
Nothing great, nothing terrible about a Tronix.
At number 13, and I hated to put them this low, but the problem is I know how useless they are. And that's the Z-Putties.
Okay. We're pretty close there. As far as Z-Putties go, I have Tengas at 13.
All right, let's talk about the Tengu Warriors.
Here come the Tengu Warriors.
Here come the Tengu Warriors. Okay, I messed up. I'm looking at these dumb boys now. I messed up so bad.
Here's the thing about Tengas.
They should be much higher.
Here's the thing about Tengas, though. If you isolate one single Tengu Warrior, looks like a monster of the week, right?
Yeah.
So it hits that check mark that I was not considering when I was looking at these. I have them low because I think they have a funny face and a stupid beak.
I just, like, I don't know why I put them. I think the nagging song just, like, tricked me.
It got you.
I think I was tricked by that dumb song about how dumb Tengas are. And yeah, they were pretty dumb. But I also, one of them did go more like nails on a chalkboard. And I've been thinking about that since I was a baby.
That's the thing about Tengu Warriors. They can speak, and no other Mook does that.
That's true. Hey, that's weird.
Because there's a lot of weird things about the Tengu Warriors. They can talk, and they like banter with the Power Rangers while they fight.
Uh-huh.
there's a finite amount of them that hatched from eggs, and they never are defeated. They just run away.
Yeah, because they don't want to die.
Yeah, because they have self-preservation.
They can think and feel.
Again, no other mook has that.
I should have put him higher.
I feel like maybe I should have put him at least in the top 10.
Yeah, I messed up real bad now that I'm thinking about it.
Here they are at number 13, and there's nothing we could do about it.
I put him at 16. I feel like an idiot now. All right, number 12. Now we can talk about the ooze men.
And now we can talk about the lava lizards.
Wow. What was your ooze men at?
My ooze men was number 27. One better than Vivix, and that's it.
My lava lizards were number 26. So just we feel opposite about these. So the ooze men, they're made of Gak.
They're made of Gak.
They're Ivan Ooze's literal Gak children.
I don't like that they have Ivan Ooze faces.
That I forgot that they all just straight up had Ivan Ooze's face, and it kind of creeped me right off when I saw it.
They all look just a little bit like Dennis Hopper.
They look. Ivan Ooze is played by Billy Ford. Thank you for some respect.
No, I know that, but these mook faces look a little bit like Dennis Hopper from the Mario movie.
Yeah, you got me. Here's a reason why I do not begrudge you for having them so low is they were in a scene, and then they all splatted and died.
They're dumb and stupid.
But they did. They were also the perfect distraction while Ivan Ooze went and ramshackled the old command center.
That's true.
And they splatted, like, into goo? I don't know. Maybe as the world's number one Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie fan, I just had them higher. Because I also had the movie suits real high, and you did not.
I did not. I'm not a fan of the movie suits and those chunky helmets.
I like the chunky helmets. They got accessories. One of them has X-ray. One of them's got heat vision. One of them has headlights.
One of them is a flashlight.
One of them's got headlights. All right, what was your number 12? The lava lizards?
Lava lizards, yeah.
Okay, let me just look up a picture. Because there were two this season.
Yeah, lava lizards and chillers?
I think so. And I think maybe the fact that chillers was, like, demonstrably better.
Yeah, no argument here. I'm looking at them now, and they definitely have a Monster of the Week feel to them. They're very...
They're wearing, like, full-on Mystic Knights, like, suits of armor.
I think they look cool. I don't know. I got Lizzlefos vibes off of them.
You got what?
Lizzlefos?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Lizalfos?
Lizalfos is what I say.
Well, but it's Lizard and Alphos. It's Lizzlefos.
It's Lizalfos. Because it's Stalfos. And Liz Alphos.
The Alphos brothers.
The Alphos brothers.
These are what Tyrannodrones maybe should have looked like.
Yeah, because they look like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They just... I don't know.
I don't know,
they're
I guess...
Just, there's just so much. They just look like a whole monster. Like, it would take five Power Rangers to beat these guys. They've got full armor, and there's a picture of them being huge like regular monsters would.
Oh, yeah. They're standing over the tree line in this one.
Yeah. It's weird, man.
What season is this?
This is Overdrive. Operation Overdrive.
God. Okay.
Okay, so I agree that they look good. I think a lot of it, I just based on the fact that they look like straight up
like a monster.
Entire monsters.
Yeah.
And like there's just too much going on. I think they still look cool. Once we get to the chillers, we'll talk about them too. Everything about Operation Overdrive looks dope. I love the Overdrive suits. Like, I feel like I like their Megazord, but I don't actually remember it at all, so who knows.
What was your number 12?
My number 12 was the Ooze Men.
All right, we talked about that. Okay. All right, so we're on number 11 now.
Number 11, I got the Piranatrons.
Okay. I've got Z-Putties.
Okay, let's talk about Z-Putties. They look amazing.
They look great. They suck. They have a big glowing weak point on their chest.
Zed was like, I'm going to make these putties invincible unless you touch the front of them.
Except they have a crash test dummy button.
They blow up and their heads and legs all go all over the place. Other than that, they're invincible.
Also,
but do you remember the first one of the first times they showed up? The Power Rangers were kids and beat them with a dodgeball.
Jake, I'm looking at them. The picture of them on the wiki, the picture that was in the email that Dowd sent, that list.
Yeah.
And you can clearly see definitive outlines of every one of their packages.
Oh, there are. Those are some units, huh? Wowzer Bowser. Y'all know about cups.
So here's the thing. On the wiki.
Y'all heard about jock straps?
On the wiki.
Keep those things contained.
I just punched my microphone because these
damn.
It's
a show for kids.
These damn putty dicks. Yeah, these are a downgrade from the regular putties that don't get beat up in one finger poke of doom.
That take on the Power Rangers and are, like, really good at it and don't have their whole dollars just hanging out in the air. Forgotten, everyone. If you Google image search it, the first one is the donger image, and then the third one is them lined up where it's a little more contained, where most of them got the note from the network, like, hey, maybe wear a jock strap, so it at least, you know, smooths down your whole downstairs mix-up.
Good
Mr. Z Putty.
Good Lord.
I feel like, so now I feel like they got two destruct buttons on the front of them.
I feel like they should be last place now.
We messed up. All right. Number 10.
Yeah.
Grindus.
I've got Kelzax.
All right.
Where did I put Grinders? Oh, they're way down here.
You put them way down there, which I understand. Grinders were one that I had pretty low. And then I looked at him again. I went, nope, those are just junkyard putties.
Let me see if I can find a picture of a Grinders. Here we go.
I've been just for some of the regular words, I Google that Power Rangers so I don't get like a picture of a sandwich.
I don't know
from Pizza Haven
why I put them so low. They're looking kind of neat now.
Yeah, they're like junkyard putties, and I kind of really dig it.
Yeah, I guess when I first saw them, I didn't give a crap.
I guess.
I was like, what a plain thing that is. But I'm looking at them now, and they look kind of neat. And this picture that I'm seeing now is not the one I saw before, where they, like, have a gun. And they have that one big, like, nut eye that
yeah,
I guess
they
use to scope with.
Yeah, and then their other eye is just, like, kind of a screw, which is weird. But, yeah, they look pretty dope. I think they look good.
Well, these are better than Z putties, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't see any of their entire packages.
I should have looked closer at the pictures.
This is why I did a lot of Google image searches, because when I looked at Tyranodrones and it would like the picture on Wikipedia on the Power Ranger Wiki was blurry itself, I was like, I'm gonna go somewhere else a little more reliable. But yeah, I like these junkyard putties. They're pretty good.
I like them too. Now I'm mad.
See, now I'm mad about Tenga.
Can I swap them with Z-Putty? No, I can't. The list is final.
The list is final, unfortunately. Number 9, I got the Chillers.
Okay. Oh, I didn't put what you put for this, so we'll have to go back. Number 9, I have Loogies.
Okay, well, I guess we can talk about the Loogies.
What number did you have them at?
The Loogies?
Yeah. The Loogies.
I had them way down there at number 24.
24, okay. I didn't add the points for that one.
The Loogies, number one, their name is gross. And then number two, they don't look like Loogies.
They're definitely phlegm colored.
I mean, yeah, but that's it. Like, I don't know. I think I like them a little better now that I'm looking at them up close. But like,
what I like about them is I really like the black on that phlegmy green. I think that looks pretty good. This is a chartreuse color, I think is what color
is this. Is this chartreuse? Okay.
I don't know. I like the contrast of the black on that. And their heads are super weird. They have these, like, ram horn eyes.
Yeah, I don't like those.
That doesn't make any sense to me, but I do like the overall aesthetic of these.
I don't like those ram horn. I think that's maybe the main thing, as I looked at the ram horn heads and was like, nope. Also, they also suffer from front tail, like
They do, but it's at least wrapped around their waist and not up over their shoulder and stomach.
But it looks like it's coming from around their front to wrap around to go back to the front.
That's true, but they're monsters, so...
Okay.
I didn't notice that it was a tail before.
I'm just anti-front tail, I guess, is what I'm trying to impose here.
Weird that that is now a recurring theme. Hey, the mooks have a tail on the front.
Okay.
But
isn't
it's not
weird?
A tail, it's just the print of a tail.
I mean, I guess to be fair, the Z-Bunnies had a tail on the front too, kind of, so... They're just kind of following what was already there. Wow, so I'm never going to get over that picture. Just... Next up at number 8, I got the Rinshi.
The Rinshi, real? Okay. Number 8, I have Cogs.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about Cogs in a little bit. Let's talk about the Rinshi now.
Yeah, let me pull them up. I got some stuff to say, I think, about the Rinshi.
So the picture I pulled up is the one where their mask covers all the way down to their nose. There's another one where there's like one guy or a couple or like five of them. They look like evil Power Rangers that don't have the mask down. If that's what I saw first, I would say no thank you and move away. But with the mask over the face, I think they look like the Shang-Chi, the Japanese Chinese vampires, and they look dope.
I don't like the Judge Dredd chins. I think that's what really turned me off on them.
Okay.
And their jackets and stuff, like, it really makes them look more like they would be an evil Power Rangers team, especially this one of the five of them with their colored sashes on.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I feel like that's got to be some sort of, like, higher up, upper echelon of them.
Yeah, it just feels like that these would be, like, mercenaries hired by the Big Bad and not mooks.
Right. I don't know. I like the jackets. I think the jackets looks good. The problem is I'm not seeing any, like, good, clear pictures of their whole bodies.
Yeah, same.
Okay, I found one on, if you scroll down a little bit on Google image search, they got like kind of hammer pants, but like not that much, not like extremely hammer pants, just like flowy karate pants. I'm back on board. I think I like them.
All right, hang on.
The Judge Dredd face is fine. I don't like it when I don't like the ones that have the eyeballs out because they look like Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, they do. They're not, nope. Mm-mm.
They just look like that's a Star Wars with like a weird, like a snake coming out of his forehead or something.
Yeah, I do not like these. I stand by where I put them. I'm not a fan of Rinshi.
We're just different. That's all. Number 7, I got Stingwingers.
Okay. I got Cyclobots.
Oh boy. Well, that's gonna be a minute again.
Let's talk Stingwingers.
Yeah, so originally I had them much lower, and then I looked at them again and thought, wait a minute. No, they're actually pretty cool looking.
They do look pretty cool. Where are they? But they also look gross.
Yeah, I like that. Because they're bugs.
That's true. They do look buggy, and they have a similar issue with their head that the Tyranodrones have, but I think it works better on a bug monster than it does on a like a dinosaur.
Yeah, because theirs comes down like plating, like the Man in the Iron Mask.
Right.
But like, it's not like someone just wrapped a dinosaur around a face. But
they do hatch out of a nasty comb.
They do.
And I don't like that either.
And they did blow up, like, all of them at the end.
Yeah.
Which was a little
rough.
I was
trying to think. I was like, did they... I mean, their personality was bug.
Yeah, they were just kind of bugs.
They didn't do a lot. They just got beat up.
They would do, like, a little hop up and, like, zoom. They wouldn't fly, really. They would, like, zoom with their wingies. But, yeah, I really like the masks. I think, the amount of armor they have works for being bugs. Some of them do have, like, stingers on their hands, but they're clearly stingers and not tails.
Right.
So, like, I think it works because, like, you know, bugs are weird. So, that's why I got them up here. You said you had Cyclobots, right?
Yeah, it's Cyclobots.
All right, well, it's going to be a minute because I got them pretty high. my number six, I got the Kelzax.
Okay, we can talk about the Kelzax, and we can talk about the Triptoids.
You had the Triptoids this high up?
I did. Let me look at them because I don't even remember them.
A good call. I had the Triptoids down at number 23 for reference. The Kelzax are Yiga soldiers, and I am 100% on board with them out the gate.
Triptoids. Yeah, I guess I like just the plainer mooks and like just body suits with a little design on them, and that's it. I really like for the Triptoids the one like Target logo on their face.
I'm gonna pull Triptoids back up.
I need to find a better picture. Let me get on Google here.
They're eyeballs. They kind of look like eyeballs to me, I think is what it was.
Yeah, they definitely look like eyeballs. Yeah. Now that I'm looking at like a good clear picture of them, and they come in black and white.
Yeah, yeah, that's neat. Yeah, I don't know. I just have them pretty far down because I don't know. They just didn't grab me. I think it's the thing on the chest. Like, they have this weird, like...
That is a little weirder now that I'm seeing, like, a good picture of them.
It's like a thing. It's like, put this in your printer to align it. Like, right. That's what's on their chests. Like, I feel like if those helmets, those, like, eyeball helmets, which have got to be impossible to see in if you're a human person in there.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like those helmets, if they were on just, like, something else going on with the body, I feel like I would like them a lot more. All so right. That's Triptoids.
Let's talk Kelzax. This is my good friend, Kelzax.
Yeah, the Kelzax are, they're dangerous little ninja monsters, and I love them. They look great.
They do look pretty good. Let's see if I can find a better picture. Oh, here's a really good picture.
Yeah, they got like doing the squat with the.
Okay, I think they would have been higher for me if they weren't. I don't think I like the like dragon design that's on their face is what this looks like.
Yeah, I think it looks fine. It's kind of weird for like a face, but it definitely looks like we are of an evil clan.
Yeah.
Here is our symbol. I like the like barbed wire stitches or whatever going all over them.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
The hair tuft is a little weird.
I think it works for these though.
I think it really works though.
Yeah, my big hang up on them is that mask design.
It's like a centipede. There's like a closer up one on Google image search. It's like a centipede kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't need to be a face where the face should be, but it should be at least some kind of a facial feature, not just a picture. I don't know. It throws me off.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, to me, they look like they're wearing masks. And as ninjas, right, that makes sense. Whereas a lot of the other ones are monsters or robots. And I feel like you should have some sort of face feature there. But yeah, no, I like the Kelzax. And they're next. They're Ninja Storm. So we're going to see a lot more of them. Number five, I got the Quantrons.
Number five, I've got Piranatrons.
All right, let's talk about... Did you ever talk about Quantrons?
No, I did not.
All right, well, we're getting close to the end. Let's talk about Piranatrons.
I think the reason I had them so high, because you have them at number, like, 11.
I got them at 11, yeah.
Yeah, and I've got them at number 5, and it's only because every time I think of Piranatron, they're doing sick dirt bike stunts.
I forgot entirely that they were... radical dirt bikers.
Yeah, and they're also like just goofy, and they have droopy dog faces.
Yeah, they look like Gilman. They look like the creature from the Black Lagoon if he was droopy dog.
Yeah, I think their designs are just really good, and they have just enough personality where it's not like too much, but they definitely definitely aren't just like blank.
And I don't think there's like a song talking about how much they suck.
And there's not a song that's like, man, the Piranatrons really suck ass.
They're American. They're American exclusives too.
Yeah.
So that's neat. One of them looks like he has abs. So that's
They have like John Morrison airbrushed abs, but it's like a three pack because there's just one column of abs.
It's like a cascading three pack of abs. Yeah, they're pretty cool. I like them. I like them a lot. I had them a little lower.
And their big dongs are hidden.
and I can't see their whole donger.
So that's good.
All right. And then who did you say you had?
What number are we on?
Number five?
Number five was Piranatrons.
Oh, right, right. And I said Quantrons. And you did. Quantron. Okay.
I haven't said that yet. Yeah.
Number four. This is might be one of our biggest spreads. I got the Hidiax.
Hidiax. Okay. Wow. Yeah. That is a big spread.
Yeah.
Because I have Suavies.
I got Suavies down pretty low. Where did you have Hidiax?
I have in 20s, my right? Hidiax are number 24.
Okay, that's a 20-point spread between the two of us. I got Suavies at 17, so we can talk about both of them. Let's talk about Suavies first.
Okay.
Suavies, I have them at number 17. I had them lower, if you can imagine.
Okay, if we're just looking at a picture of Suavies, and we don't know anything about a Suavie at all,
these are
dead last.
I hate them.
However, these stupid idiots... are very funny, and I like that a lot.
They were maybe the best part of that part of Lost Galaxy.
Yeah.
The actual being in the Lost Galaxy part of Lost Galaxy.
I can't remember. They made a noise, and I don't remember exactly what it is, but I remember
they were just like
a bunch of hamburglers.
Yeah, but here's the thing I don't like about them. I don't like their faces, and I don't like their dumb board shorts.
I love their Quail Man underwear on the outside.
They got question marks that are their beards, and I don't like it. It's like an upside down question mark that's a beard.
Looking at this picture of them now, this looks like a fan made.
Right?
If I did not watch the season that these were in, I would not believe you if you told me these were official Power Rangers monsters.
These were official Sentai. Like, they made up Stingwingers to replace these guys.
Yeah. I don't know. I love them, but you'll never take them away from me.
I don't. Let's talk about Hidiax now.
Okay.
Because I love them. And you clearly did not.
I hated them. Where are they? Here they are.
They look nasty. They're like nasty, like terror monsters.
I get like a little bit Voldo vibes from them, and we have very different opinions on Voldo.
I love Voldo. Now there's a cod piece I can appreciate.
I mean, their dongers might be out, but they got a loincloth, so who would know? Don't like the way that their posture is. I don't like the way that this one, I'm looking at a picture, there's like three of them getting ready for a fight here, it looks like, and the way that the one in the back is standing, it looks like it's like shaking its head.
Yeah,
and they've got weird loincloths that hang off their chins.
They've got face loincloths
to cover their nipples, I guess.
Now here's the thing, I will say, I think I should put up a disclaimer. If you have a trypophobia, which is the fear of a bunch of holes all over the place.
Don't look at their faces.
Don't look at them. Don't look at them.
Yeah.
Their head is just a lot of holes.
I don't. Mm-mm. Nope. Don't like these.
They just look like proper, like, horror monsters.
They are hideous. Hideous, hideous.
Yeah, I like that. Their eyeballs are on the outside of their face. They're like on their cheekbones, which you can't really tell unless you see a picture from the side. Yeah, I just think they look dope.
Don't like it.
Well,
all right,
tough, because it's gonna land right in the middle, I guess.
Probably. Jake, we're in the top three.
We're in the top three now. We both haven't said one of them, but between the two of us, we haven't
said two of them.
Did I miss one?
Oh no, I'm sorry. You did. Never mind. There's only one that we both haven't said.
There's one that we both haven't said, which I'm going to go ahead and guess it's number one.
Probably, but we'll have to wait until
spoiler.
We get there.
Who knows what it's going to be? Number three, I got Cogs.
Okay. I have Chillers at number three.
All right, let's talk about Chillers first, because I have them at number nine. They probably would have gone higher. I might switch them with Rinchi at the very least, because I love their outfits.
The Chillers look awesome.
They look so cool. They look like they're wearing armor, and it doesn't look like it's ice armor. It just looks like it's armor that cold monsters would wear.
Yeah, it's like padded armor.
Yeah. It's pretty great. Their masks are like an Omega symbol with like a little candle on the mouth.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about, but it looks great.
It looks cool. Everything about Operation Overdrive looks awesome.
Yeah, I can't believe these mooks are in the worst season.
Yeah, that's a bummer. But they just look dope. It's something about it just works 100%. Like nothing looks out of place.
Yeah, they're almost the perfect monster.
Almost, but not quite. Let's talk about Cogs. Their face open and shoot laser.
Yes. I have Cogs at number 8.
Well, see,
it's still a top 10 mook.
I had Chillers at number 9, so it's we about the same spread. But yeah, look at them. Look at these dumb boys. They did a little crab walk on the beach.
they do a crab walk, and I did forget that their faces open up.
Their faces open up, shoot lasers.
But I don't think I like that. I don't remember if I said I liked that or not.
I mean,
maybe I did.
Who knows? It was so long ago.
They're okay. They're a little plain, and they just got like a gold head on a dark gray body.
It's like a shiny.
Some of them are shiny. Some of them are
matte finish.
Some of them are repurposed putty costumes.
Maybe. I think they look really basic, but they're like assembly line robots. So like, I think that works.
That's true.
Really well.
They do have a vibe of they were built of scrap pieces.
Yeah. There's also, I think there's like some purple ones. Some of them are purple because there's like a couple different colors. But yeah, I don't know. I like Cog a lot. Mostly because their face open up, shoot lasers. Number 2.
Oh, wait. I'm looking at the thing now, and it says Cogs are capable of fluently speaking English as well, but in a monotone robotic voice, of course.
Right, obviously.
I do not remember them talking at all, but I guess they did.
They must not have done it often. It was probably like, where to? Oh, yeah, it was stuff like that. It was like right. Robot talk. It wasn't like, it was I don't never think they're like, sentient. I think they're robots.
It was never like, more like powerless rangers. I made the joke.
If
it doesn't ring, it must be free Power Rangers joke.
Well, I hate that about them now, so I'm going to go ahead and drop down number 45 on the list.
But they didn't say that.
No, well, I'm keeping up at number 3. I like them. Their face open up, shoot lasers, Josh.
You're right.
Number 2, I got Cronies, the Cyclobots.
Okay, I've got Quantrons at number 2.
Okay, let's talk about Cyclobots, or Time Putties, as I like to call them, because nobody else, I don't think, as far as we've seen, came close to having the personality that the Putties had, except for Cyclobots.
Yeah, I think that's true.
They got big circle faces. They got big, like, one laser face. It looks like a, I don't know, looks like something on a transmission.
It does look like a car part.
Yeah, I like that.
I didn't know, we watched a whole season with these.
Yeah.
I never noticed these shoulder fins.
I did not also. I think it's because a lot of the shots, I'm looking at the Google image search, and with the exception of like 3 shots, a lot of them are dead on and they're kind of skinny. So if you're not looking at them from the side, they don't look like anything. It's just like a line. I didn't notice all like the lines on their suits.
I did notice that. And I remember the this pink. They love this pink for like accents on these things.
I mean, at least this one looks a little bit better than the like muted purple fuchsia color.
Yeah. It's a weird choice. Like, why doesn't it match the red that's inside their eye hole?
That's a good question. I feel like sometimes they're like, we have to use another color because we've got some leftover pink. So let's use it.
And it's just like, I don't know what to do with it. Just Velcro some to the back of their shoe.
Right? Put it on their heel, I guess. All right, let's talk about Quantrons now. I had Quantrons, I don't even know where. Where did I have Quantrons? Did I put them on the list?
You had them. Let me look.
They're number 5. Okay, so they're not that far away.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, they're radical, right? they're dope.
they're the best design one.
Yeah.
I think.
They're the way their chest armor piece like overlaps is like extremely satisfying. Like yeah. It looks like very good robot armor. Also, maybe they used to be people. I think there was like a thing where maybe they were people.
Oh, that could have been. I don't remember.
Or maybe there's people in there, because didn't Zane and Andros mug two of them like stormtroopers and take their
they definitely did that.
Okay, so yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. So that's so maybe there's just aliens in there and this is armor, in which case that makes it even better.
Their helmets are very cool, and it has a mohawk built in.
It's like a robot skull with a mohawk on it, which is dope.
It kicks ass.
It's very good.
They're very good. I don't remember exactly what their personalities were. If
they were mostly just foot soldiers.
Yeah, but they look, first of all, this picture I'm looking at is definitely like a boy band album cover of Quantrons.
Is it the one where there's like five of them and they're
five
like kind
of there's five of them lined up, and one of them is covered by the big saw blade of of another one? That's your Howie back there.
Oh, yeah. I think I was going to look at the same one. Sorry, Howie.
I really like them. They look like capable warriors.
Yeah, they look like something you could deploy and they would get the job done.
But they don't look so much like a monster of the week. They're perfectly just under that line.
Yeah.
Yeah, love them. Love these guys.
They look really good. They're great. Number one, if anybody had any questions, it's the putties.
It's putty patrollers, man.
It's the putties, baby.
You remember number six?
I think about number six every day of my life.
We all tried so hard. We're all a little bit number six.
I think deep down. So here's a couple things I like about them a lot is that again, I feel like every time we do one of these, like, Mighty Morphin ends up being at the top because like they got it right. Like they picked the best one.
Yeah.
First to do, which is such a weird happenstance. Imagine if you would have started the next year and it would have been Dire Ranger. Like it's all like things made into monsters, and the Zord's a little clunkier, and the Mooks, we didn't even see what they are. Like, cause we just kept using putty. Well, we used Z putties at that point, but like, didn't really see what they were, but like everything worked. And I love the Dire Ranger outfits. I think they're dope. I kind of wish they would have done something with them, but I understand being afraid to change the formula when you nailed it the first time. But if you look at the putties, everything about them that like I have complaints about later on in other things, like, oh, they're kind of simple. It's simple, but it works the best because they're made of clay. Some of them have cracks up them.
Yeah, they're like, that's it. They're literally made in a mold. Like,
yeah. Their faces are horrible but expressive, and I love that. Some of them have bigger hands. Some they got modes a little bit, which I love.
Did they make American putty costumes? Because it looks like these Sentai putties are very different in the face.
The face looks scarier on the Sentai putties.
Yeah, I think they redid the mask because in the American putties, I know distinctly in like close-ups, you can see their mouths moving underneath the mask, and I think that gives them a very distinct look. And you might be able to see their human eyes as well.
I think so. And their mouths are different shaped. Like the Sentai ones are like frowns, whereas the other ones are kind of like
the face of the what I'm going to just call it, like, the American putty mask.
Yeah.
It looks like they make the sound.
Yeah.
Which is the sound they make, which is also perfect.
Yeah. There's a reason we use putty noises as bleeps. Because it's perfect. They got it right. They nailed it. Yeah, I love putties. And again, like, it's like I try to separate the, like, what I know about them and my feelings about them from what they look like, and tried to base it mostly just on like the designs. But like, we had putties for a long time and they kicked ass.
Yeah. So, and the thing about putties is they were given a lot of spotlight in those first few seasons. Whereas Mooks now are just like, we need a throwaway fight scene here.
Like if you look at the nutties, there were, I don't know, 10 episodes where they were in, maybe three times they were a problem.
You're, like, remember that time a bunch of putties popped in the single ladies formation?
I do.
That never happened again. Like, no.
No. I mean, the Cyclobots came close. Like, they would do, yeah, like, fun things like that, too, which is why I like them so much, is because they remind me of putties. But if I like something because it reminds me of putties, putties is going higher than that. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know? So, putties number one.
Look, all these lists are just going to have Mighty Morphin at number one, and there's nothing any, yeah, of you suckers can do about it.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think of something that Mighty Morphin didn't do design-wise the best, right?
I don't think there is anything.
But I don't know if there is one. Like, well,
maybe if we rank mentors at some point, maybe Zordon, yeah, won't be number one.
Yeah, because Zordon is sort of the...
He's no Captain Mustache, that's for sure.
He's no Captain Mustache. Captain Mustache didn't want to kill the Power Rangers even one time. Except when he was possessed and evil, and Dr. Fairweather almost hit him in the head with an axe. Lightspeed Rescue rules, actually? I don't know if anyone remembers
good.
How much Lightspeed rules.
I think about Lightspeed Rescue often.
Heather is legit my favorite Power Rangers character. She's in two episodes. Oh, boy. All right, so now we're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear some sort of probably the Dragonzord Command theme. Josh is going to do some math, and then we're going to figure out the definitive list that I already feel like I messed up on by putting Tengas so low.
Don't worry, man. We both effed this one.
And we're back, and Josh has done the math and is ready to reveal to us the definitive, correct list of...
It's canon. We did this.
I can't believe we've done this. All right, Josh. Let's start at the bottom, I guess.
All right, starting at the bottom. Vivix is here.
Fair.
3 points for Vivix.
It's one more than I think it should have. But that's on me, though.
So we have two three-way ties in...
Three-way ties?
One, two, three. Two three-way ties. Three ties. Three two-way ties.
Two-way ties.
Traditional style ties. So we have a total of 21 rankings. Vivix is number 21 with 3 points.
Okay.
Number 20 is a Tyranodrones with 7 points.
Okay.
Number 19 is our first tie, the Cudabots and the Chromites with 14 points.
Okay.
Double the Tyranodrone.
Because Tyranodrone is bad.
Next up, number 18 is Moogers with 15 points.
Moogers.
17 is the Crybots with 18 points.
Okay.
16 is Oozmen with 19 points.
Too low.
So it goes 17 through 12 are 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 points. They're all within like one.
Okay.
So 15 is the Lava Lizards with 20 points.
I think also too high, but that's neither here nor there.
I think maybe that's fair. I think it's because I looked at them after I looked at the Tyranodrones and I was like, oh yeah.
Well, it's better than that. Yeah, yeah.
14 is Putrids with 21 points.
Okay.
13 is the X Games. No, the X Borgs.
The skyscrapers.
Points. And 12 is Batlings with 23 points.
Okay.
11 is a tie between the Lugies and the Rinshi for 25 points.
So one of those is way better than the other one.
You're right. The Lugies should be way higher.
No, that's not it. That's wrong.
Number 10 is a Grinders with 28 points.
Again, I think my could go a little higher, but...
I think they're probably a little higher than they should be.
You liked them when you looked at them again.
Okay, you already forgot. I did, but they have weird wire hairs that
just
stick out of their heads.
Just a couple.
Comb your hair, Grinders. Number 9 is a three-way tie.
Oh, boy.
The Triple T's, the Triptoids, the Tengas, and the Tronics at 29 points.
Okay, I feel like Tengas should be much higher. I messed up so bad with the Tengas.
I agree. I I agree.
I agree.
Number 8 is those nasty Hidiacs with 30 points.
Love them.
Number 7 is the Z Putties, or should too we maybe high. Should we maybe call them the D Putties?
The D Putties, more like it.
34 points. So I don't know. I screwed up on this one, I guess, and I didn't write the point total for number 6.
Okay.
But number 6 is the Sting Wingers.
Okay.
Number 5 is the other three-way tie between Swabbies, Piranatrons, and Kelzaks at 42 points. So the Sting Wingers are somewhere between 34 and 42.
That's a big gap, but so fair. Yeah.
I don't remember where I had them originally. And I edited my master list instead of making a new list. So. Number 4 is a tie, the final tie of the list.
Okay.
The Chillers and the Cyclobots at 46 points.
Okay, fair, fair.
Number 3 is the Cogs, 48 points.
Love them.
2 is the Quantrons with 51 points.
All right.
And number 1... 53 points higher than Vivek's is the Putties with 56 points.
A perfect score for the perfect screamy kids.
Yep. I'm bummed that I didn't get the total on the Sting Wingers, but oh well. Go back and listen to where we had them ranked, then do the math.
I mean, I had them at number 7.
I think I had mine lower than that. I don't remember where. I don't know.
Well, I mean, look, they did pretty good.
Yeah.
They did pretty good.
Almost cracked the top 5, even though I don't think I even had them in my top 10.
I think the worst thing about this ranking is finding out that the Z Putties need to just put some boxers on something. Just get some skivvies on, friends.
What? What happened?
You know, because Josh, I wish I knew what happened.
They shot American footage in Power Ranger suits and their whole d***s ain't out.
So, well, I don't know, Josh.
So what happened with the Z Putties?
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I think the biggest mistake was Tengu Warriors. I think they should have been probably top 5.
And top
10 at least.
And Z Putty should have been at the bottom.
But other than that, I think the rankings are pretty all right. The Hidiacs did very well, despite you hating them.
That's true.
Because they're great. They look cool, and I love them. I don't know what we're going to do next week, by which I mean when we record Wednesday and when you hear next week. We'll figure something out before then.
That's what we said last time.
That's what we always do, don't we?
We always find something.
So we will see you next week for another episode. That should be fun. Oh, quick update. I think I might actually write the Forever Rangers episodes because they were really good ideas. I've been kind of itching to write a script again, so that might happen sooner or later. Because some of those ideas were just extremely good. So
they were. It's almost like we get it.
Yeah.
It's almost like we get it in like a weird way. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like we've been doing this for 6 years or something.
It's hard to put.
We've been watching Power Rangers our entire lives.
Yeah, I've been watching Power Rangers since I was 4. So that might happen. If so, I will probably post them on Patreon. So if you're a patron, patreon.com/JJakeandJosh, keep an eye out for those. Eventually, big truck just drove by like while I was talking, so who knows if that stays in or not. So next week we'll figure out what we're doing, and we'll be back talking about something. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Mess up.
I just forgot the total after I deleted it, but I undid it.
Okay.